Diesel engines outperform gas turbines on the battlefield. On Fridays, I often do a little science and technology segment with the folks at Newsmax TV. This week, host John Bachman asked me a question about a new Russian tank. That tank is called the T-14 Armata, and it's an interesting piece of technology. It's a main battle tank, 48 tons in weight, powered by a diesel piston engine. This is contrary to the current American practice with the Abrams M1A2, which uses a Honeywell gas turbine. The Armada's diesel engine is good for about 1,200 horsepower, whereas the Honeywell gas turbine in the Abrams clocks in at 1,500 horsepower. But let's look at the speed difference. The Armada will go 50 to 56 miles per hour on a good surface, the Abrams 42 miles per hour. The diesel piston engine also holds a range advantage. The diesel-powered Armada has a range of 310 miles. The maximum range of the Abrams using a gas turbine engine is about 240 miles. Weight is also a factor. The Abrams weighs in at 62 tons, able to carry a crew of four. This is significantly heavier than the 48 tons of the Armada, with a crew capacity of three thanks to an unmanned turret. It's interesting that for a high-technology piece of equipment like a new main battle tank, the Russians have gone with piston engine technology. When they go diesel, they'll lose the multi-fuel capability of the turbine. They may also lose the quick-change capability that the gas turbine offers the M1A2 Abrams. It is interesting that in a world in which we associate gas turbines with the height of thermal efficiency, diesel engines are finding applications in military vehicles. At this rate, the diesel piston engine may be the future, so what's old may be new again.